So it's nice to hear uplifting comments about our country.
It's an amazing country.
It is, and I think we forget that in Australia oftentimes. I appreciate that. You've preempted my question on Putin.
Putin! Putin!
I think you did strategically because you knew it's what we'd ask.
Putin! He's so bad!
And I also appreciate that...
Did he make you take the COVID shot?
Take the what?
The COVID shot? No, he didn't. Sorry.
The COVID shot saved probably tens of millions.
Oh,
of lives.
Yeah, and definitely.
Safe and effective. This is why everyone loves the media.
Probably 100 times more lives than Putin has killed in Ukraine.
It's like a time capsule. It's like you're like the last Japanese soldier on Okinawa. You think the war's still going. No, it didn't save millions of lives. That's hilarious. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm being boorish.
Can I get the full answer in without interruption?
Okay, I beg your pardon.
I'm interested in your position on Putin. Many people in this crowd would adore conservative prime ministers in this country like John Howard, Tony Abbott, mainstream right-wingers like Boris Johnson, Australian liberals. Some of their MPs are in the crowd, are vehemently anti-Putin. They believe he's a reprehensible figure who doesn't believe in the values of conservatism, such as the rule of law and democracy, which gives us the freedoms we have in our country.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested, do you feel any level of shame or regret that you were termed a useful idiot, and then post your interview, Vladimir Putin himself said in his Russian media that he was surprised at how weak your questions were, and he also said that you were wrong when you said that no other journalist had asked to interview him. He said, that's not true. We only thought Tucker was the only person to report fairly.
Wait, I thought that you were describing Putin as a psychopathic liar, and yet now you're taking his word for things? Let me just quickly unpack your absurd soliloquy if I can. First, I'm stuck on the idea that Boris Johnson is a right winger. Do you know Boris Johnson? I do. Boris Johnson is a criminal buffoon who, like so many who claim to love Ukraine, is single-handedly responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian men in this war that Ukraine cannot win. And I would refer you to Wikipedia. How many more people does Russia have than Ukraine? Do you know? 100 million. And in a land war, that's a relevant number. It is not possible for Ukraine to beat Russia. The best they can do is sue for peace. That's been known, including by Zelensky, who wanted that, since the early days of this conflict. And Boris Johnson, on orders from the Biden administration, shut down, and this is not a disputed fact, this is a fact admitted by everybody now, shut down the peace negotiations almost 2 years ago. And Ukraine has been completely destroyed. And now Zelensky has passed a law allowing foreign corporations to own land there. So you tell me what Ukraine is going to look like in 30 years when all of it is owned by BlackRock and multinational corporations and its population is not Ukrainian. Okay, so the tragedy of what's happened in Ukraine, orchestrated by the Western powers, including your government, and I hope you do, and driven by my government, I feel shame about it, I hope you do too, is really one of the great crimes of my lifetime. So the idea that somehow if you're against that, you're for Putin, well, of course, that's absurd. If I were a toady of Putin or I loved Putin, I would just say so. Because why do I care? I've already been fired. I don't work for anybody. I have no incentive. And by the way, it's perfectly fine if people love Putin. Well, I don't understand what that has to do with anything. We are citizens of different countries. We should judge first and foremost our own leaders. How's our country doing? How are my children doing? What's their future look like? None of that has anything to do with Putin, except to the extent that you all, this country, sit back, your government allows the Biden administration to push us into nuclear war, which is where we are right now, right on the cusp of it. And somehow that's not a story. The idea is that Putin doesn't respect human rights or the rule of law. Okay, well, just today, Julian Assange was released after 12 years in custody, and your government did nothing. The UK made it possible, and the United States demanded it. You tell me how that's consistent with the rule of law or democracy. It's not. It's ruled by the intel agencies. It's lawlessness, and it's a crime. And the last thing I will say that I really feel deeply, and I really resent on an emotional level, and you'll pardon my passion. I don't know you. I'm sure we'd be very close friends if we did know each other. But I, I really resent what I have seen across the West in the past 15 years, and it's a sea change from my youth when my father was a reporter, this alignment between media organizations and the government. I find disgusting, actually. I think it's a perfect inversion of what you're supposed to do. If you're a journalist, your job is to challenge power on behalf of the powerless. It is not to align with the powerful against the powerless.